In June of 2006, the teachers in the southern state of in Mexico, Oaxaca, went on strike. They went on strike for better working conditions and more pay. They were initially attacked by some 3,000 state police in the city. They formed an organization called APO, which you'll hear referred to. APO refers to, in Spanish, Asamblea Popular del Pueblo de Oaxaca, the People's Assembly of Oaxaca. There were several demonstrations took place. They were brutally repressed. There were drive-by shootings that were undertaken by paramilitary. The state sent in several convoys of police and soldiers who shot and killed several demonstrators. This became then a protest against the governor of the state of Oaxaca, who you'll hear referred to. His name is Ulises Ruiz Ortiz. There's also a lot of opposition to what's called the Plan Puebla-Panama, which is to have a superhighway going to Panama throughout from Mexico, from Puebla. This would bring all kinds of development, in quotation marks, but would also leave many indigenous communities totally destroyed. The impact on the native people, and Oaxaca is a heavily indigenous state, would be extremely grave. So it started off as a teacher's strike and then became an all-round protest against heavy-handed management by the government of this man, Ulises Ruiz. What now follows is the recording made in Oaxaca with my translation.
Comentar que 923 personas están registradas en el foro.
Okay.
Somos ya ahorita la APO va a ser formada.
We belong to APO.
Esto inició.
This began in 2004, when Ulises Ruiz was elected governor of the state. Since he arrived, in the first weeks, he sold the municipal palace, the presidential palace, to some Japanese investors. In the central square here, he destroyed. He cut down the trees. Here we have 17th century artifacts which were destroyed. There were benches here around the square to sit down from the 16th century. He sold them, and he sold the well that was here and made lots of money. They said they remodeled everything, but they sold off much of our patrimony. And they wanted to make a settlement here in the state of Oaxaca. The organizations of the people began to make marches, to take occupy buildings. But when we arrived here at the central square, they used to surround us with the police, with anti-riot gear. They blocked us from getting into the central square here, the town square. And now we said we're going to occupy this area indefinitely. So we have 70,000 teachers in the state of Oaxaca. And that's why we took over the central square. We had a first major march, and 150,000 people participated in this first march. In addition, we got lots of people from the community as well as the teachers. So we set up our own radio station here, Radio Plantón. People phoned us to explain their complaints against the government. So we then had a second major march. 250,000 people participated. So the people came to help us. People brought us food. After this, on the 14th of June, Ulises Ruiz, at 4 o'clock in the morning, sent the troops in to repress us. He gave us no notice that he was going to do this. So 15 minutes before the troops arrived, we were notified. They said, you've got so 15 minutes to get out. The government just arrived early in the morning and kicked out women, old people who were here. So they used tear gas. They had machine guns, various forms of gas that they threw at us. So they repressed us. We had no arms. We were just here by ourselves. They came to our camp, destroyed it. There were many camps like we have here now. We had electricity, we had a press, we had our own radio station, and they destroyed it all. We were using it to tell people in the community about the repression, and they came and destroyed it all. We had a kitchen with propane, and they set fire to the tanks of gas, which exploded. They were not at all interested in the fact that there were people around. The people could have been killed by this. So since the 14th of June, the people of Oaxaca have risen up against this government. Afterwards, a week later, people said we had to have one single front in the state of Oaxaca against this repression. And that's how we formed the APO, the Assembly of all the People of Oaxaca. So people now feel united. So we have the teachers' union as well as the people's organizations who have formed the APO. So all the state of Oaxaca is represented. All the people of Oaxaca support us. And so the governor again started a fresh wave of repression. We had a third major march. More than 500,000 people participated in that march to condemn the government of Oaxaca. We then had a fourth major march in which 1.3 million people participated. People have shown how they reject the state government, and particularly the governor of the state of Oaxaca. In the seven regions of the state of Oaxaca, there are blockages, there are marches, there are people taking over town halls. The mayors of towns have been changed at the demand of the people. We'd reject the fascist policies that have been implemented by this government in the state of Oaxaca. We want the people to be in charge. Our objective has been to bring the people to power. The government believes that we have leaders who are running this, and as a result, several of our leaders have been kidnapped and disappeared and been killed. There are several people who have disappeared. Germán Mendoza, Arangelio Mendoza, Catarino Catarino Torres.
And in a demonstration which we had 8 days ago
in a church
from the second floor of a house, they shot
and killed
one of our colleagues in the church.
So this is the way the government has repressed us.
The last person to be killed was a great fighter for social justice.
So we want to say to the government, this our movement is not made of leaders. We don't have leaders. This is a movement of the people.
You can kill our leaders, but you're not going to destroy our movement.
This is the people who are directing this movement.
And that's how we want to have people's power in charge of the state.
We will take the square. We will take the town hall again because we want it to belong to the people,
to the people of Oaxaca.
Until the government of Ulises falls, we will not rest.
We want executive, legislative, and judicial power held by this government to disappear so that the governor can be replaced.
We want a people's assembly of the state of Oaxaca, where the people will be able to have power and to decide the direction that it wants society to take.
Until Ulises, the governor, falls, until he leaves the state of Oaxaca,
we will not take away our control, our opposition. Thank you.
That was John Kirk reporting from the People's Assembly of Oaxaca, Mexico, for CKDU FM.